Let's read from the Holy Word of God, Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation in them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, so when it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law may be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are of the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor either indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So when you read the Holy Scriptures, you can't avoid that man-made religion, and it's gospel music, and it's false ways, and it's fleshly activities, and it's man-made traditions, and it's pride and it's vanity. None of it is rooted in the righteousness of God, but we're supposed to be righteous, holy, seeking the kingdom of God. The word of God is true. Repent, neighbor. Come out of your evangelical gospel festival that does not want the gospel, but wants its itchy ears tickled by instrumental fleshly music.